Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamine.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Gianna Lauren.
That's right. Another week, another countdown for you. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emmon, and Gianna Lauren is in studio with me this week, filling in for Brian and also joining us for the National Campus and Community Radio Association Conference that's happening here at UMB St. John.
Thank you so much for having me on the Earshot 20. I'm a fan.
It's good to have a different voice, and I jokingly tell people all the time that I'm always trying to get rid of Brian. So there's a permanent spot for you here if you want to stick with it. It's yours.
Well, St. John just might woo me with this great conference that they're hosting this week.
It's so good. And for those of you that are tuned in right now in St. John, and you're listening to it live on Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, the conference happening June 5th. It started on Thursdays running through. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, we might be done the conference. It might be happening. But if you're not here for the conference, then that's a real shame, and you should be here because it's a really great time. But anyway, Gianna's in the studio, and we are going to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, and she's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
For folks who don't already know, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshotonline.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations in Canada. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
It's awesome. You should check it out. Have you been on the website?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty awesome.
I'm a fan of what they do. It's a great resource, especially as for musicians who need to know what's up in the field.
Yeah, I want to. I do want to talk a little later, Brian. Before Brian left, so something people probably know now, because I think I've talked about this a lot. But Brian does prep me for things, even when he's not going to be here. He's like, "Oh, you might want to talk about this," and he alluded to the fact that you have some new music coming out.
Maybe.
Well, we'll talk about it in a little bit. You can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to connect with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you want some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it for you. And we'll do that in the form of a feature. We'll play something from your latest release and give you an interview. So please reach out. Good stuff to come. All right. We've got a really, really great show lined up, and there's all kinds of movement on the charts, lots of stuff. We do have our number one that is sitting still at number one from last week, but the charts have been kind of fluid over the last couple weeks. We've had a lot of movement, a lot of new stuff entering the charts, and it's been really exciting. And we had, prior to this, now I can't remember exactly what it was, Mets, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, this is when the show goes off the rails.
Whatever it is, it's action packed.
Yeah,
a lot of great music.
Exactly. So there was lots of our last number one stayed at number one for quite a few weeks, but now we have a new number one, and it's been there for a week or so, and we'll see what happens as more new stuff comes into the charts. One thing that Brian and I talk about a lot, and I don't know, are you a fan of Godspeed You Black Emperor?
Yes, sir.
You are a fan.
Mm-hmm.
this guy has a hard time. I find it challenging. Brian has taught me to use that word. It's challenging for me.
You need to experience them in the right setting, I think. I think your time will come.
A dark room and like some, I don't know what the right setting is, but anyway, we're going to get to them because they're on the charts this week as well. All right, we'll kick it all off with your number 20 and we'll go from there.
All right, coming up first, we're going to hear from the CNC Surf Factory with Takashik, E-Time by Catherine Calder, and All Right Okay by Joel Plaskett.
Here is your number 20 this week. It's CNC Surf Factory. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Jameson's whiskey's hard on the liver. me something I don't know. I close my eyes, I sleep on a pillow, and someone dies, I weep like a willow. Blow him a kiss and say bye-bye, friend, you're never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay. Stars above, she's a little dipper that I'm thinking of, and she's never coming back again. When she said goodbye, the words that came quick, she spit them out fast, and I felt so sick. Now there ain't nothing magic in this magic trick, because she's never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay. She never really knew me anyway. She taped her regrets to my microphone stand, said you can't hold the hand of a rock and roll. The Joni Mitchell song's coming out of my speakers. Going to the shop for a new pair of sneakers. Then I'm gonna take a walk. Let's ride. Spokes. Everybody thinks that I'm making a joke, but I'm telling it like it is. I'll be hanging from the branches of my family tree. You know I look like my daddy, daddy looks like me. Halifax, Nova Scotia is the land of the free. I don't care what the anthem says. That's alright, that's okay. I guess I better ask at the bar. Au revoir.
Thanks for tuning in to the Earshot 20. We just heard from Joel Plaskett with All Right, Okay, and E-Time by Catherine Calder, and Takashik by CNC Surfactory.
All right, we're going to take a break now from the countdown, and we're heading to the phone line. Stephen Karlik, we're on the plane all the way to Toronto, and here we are, and here he is. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And of course, from Exclaim Magazine, you're the senior editor there, great friend of ours here, and you bring us great news, great new music news every week. And I'm really excited because almost all of the news this week relates to brand new music coming out, and that probably means there's some impact coming for the charts as well. We'll kick it all off with news from Metric.
Yep, Metric, you all know the band, you all know the name, you all know the music. They've just detailed their newest album. It's called Pagans in Vegas. The band previously unveiled a new single called The Shade, and now they've announced the full-length album. Pagans in Vegas will be out September 18th through MMI and Universal. According to a press release, the new album explores the band's sonic influences, paying homage to inspirational artists like Depeche Mode, Joy Division, and Underworld. Note that those are all synth-pop bands. In a statement, frontwoman Emily Haynes explained that the aim was to capture, quote, the romance of another time without falling into nostalgia. The new songs bring together acoustic and synthetic sounds that provide the framework to explore what they call the, quote, quandaries of life in an age where bad news is unavoidable and great art is a lifesaver. The writing process found guitarist and producer James Shaw experimenting with a CS80 synth at his Toronto studio, while Haynes discovered an array of acoustic instruments during time spent in Nicaragua and Spain. The differing approaches resulted in enough material for two albums. Apparently the second one will be out in 2016. For now, you can sample Pagans in Vegas via the first single, and as well as a new single called Cascades. You can listen to that at exclaim.ca, as well as see their upcoming tour dates, which include a slew of Canadian dates across the country. So much goodness from Metric.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff, and I'm sure we'll hear them on the charts. Of course, more news in terms of album releases. The title of this album, No, 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 but fans of Beirut are probably saying yes, yes, yes.
Good transition.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. The Worldly Sonic Explorers have remained relatively silent since 2011's The Riptide. You know it's been a long time because that was my first Exclaim cover story.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. I was very proud. It was in 2011 for their album, The Riptide. 4 years later, the group have announced plans for a new release. Like you said, it's called No, No, No. And a press release explains that it was recorded by band leader Zach Condon in Brooklyn with assistance from bassist Paul Collins and drummer Nick Petrie. The album was recorded in the aftermath of a breakdown Condon experienced in 2013, as well as a recent divorce. He said, quote, "For the first time in my life, I was facing extreme self-doubt. I had hit rock bottom." The album is not all doom and gloom, however. Condon has since started a new relationship and has a new handle on life. He says that, quote, "Having a positive presence like her both provides a healthy guiding force and shines a light on all the negative things in your life. I definitely wouldn't be where I am now without her." So the new album will be out September 11th, courtesy of 4AD. You can stream the title track at exclaim.ca as you wait for No, No, No.
Great news. And one more to round it out for this hour of the program. And I can only assume that the only thing better than an album from Jesus and Mary Chain is a live album from the Jesus and Mary Chain.
There you go. And that's just what fans are going to get. Many will know that the band celebrated their 30th anniversary of their classic album, Psycho Candy, this year. They took it on tour and performed the entirety of the album. I was lucky enough to see it in Toronto. It was very cool. They said that a new studio album may be in the works, but for now, they're reliving the Psycho Candy anniversary tour with a live release. After releasing a record store edition of it in April, Live at the Barrowlands is due out as a wide release on July 30th via Demon Records, and features the entire recording of the band's November show at the Barrowlands Ballroom in Glasgow. It'll arrive as a deluxe 10-inch, an LP and CD package, and a regular CD version slated to come out later in the year. The LP will feature the concert in its entirety, while the 10-inch will boast a 7-song set of the album's singles, as well as what they call, quote, fan favorites. You can check out the assortment of goodies included with the album at exclaim.ca. There is a photo attached to the news story, as well as a set list from the recorded show and a track list of the show.
Awesome. All right. Well, all things to look forward to in the coming months. We're going to throw it back to the charts now, and Stephen, we'll get you to stick around for the second hour of the program. More music news is on the way, and I'll tell you, there's some good stuff there to hear about, so you're going to want to stay tuned. Right now, though, back to the charts, and Gianna's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right. Coming up next, Free to Believe by The Soul Motivators, followed by Weed with a song called Puncture. You believe it.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
Hello. Bet you're surprised to hear my voice.
I think people are probably surprised whenever they don't hear Brian's voice, but it's a good surprise.
Don't worry, Brian is still kicking. However, he's very busy hosting campus and community radio delegates from across the country for a little something we call the National Campus and Community Radio Conference.
He's having a blast. I think. He's probably the most calm I've ever seen a conference organizer. That's for sure. He's just very go with the flow, and that's good to be that way when you're organizing a conference for sure. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, of course, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edman, and Gianna Lauren is in with me this week, guest hosting. Of course, we are hosting our home station, Local 107.3 FM, is hosting the National Campus and Community Radio Conference, 34th annual conference, that is.
That's right.
34 years, that's a long time.
It's a very long time.
Yeah, they've been supporting campus radio for quite a while, and so that's really, really great. We've got more tunes on the way for you, and coming up in a little bit, I'm going to harass Gianna to tell me about her new music until she does. I don't feel like it's going to take a lot, but maybe it will. I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. All right. First, we'll let you know, though, what's coming in at number 15.
Ooh, number 15, My Body by Crosses with three S's, might I add, followed by Drawing Space from Grounders at number 14.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
Hi.
The response is so good. It's so good. Oh, man. Just in right there was Drawing Space by Grounders at number 14. And before that, My Body, Cross. Is it Crosses or Cross? I feel like I want to say Cross.
And thankfully, it's not. It's Crosses.
Oh, it doesn't. You don't like the serpent sort of like.
It's more so the face you made when you were singing.
Cross. Yeah, I know. I'm bouncing my head. They're in at number 15. All right. Before we get back to the charts, because we have three more tracks before the end of this hour of the program, the end of the first 10 of the top 20. Tell us. I want to know. You've got some new music coming out. Have you already released the album or hasn't been released yet?
It's coming out in September, my fourth record. But There's a single out now and it's called Mistakes. Folks can find it through giannalauren.ca. And I'm excited. The songs are really rocking and I'm looking forward to playing them live.
Is it different from what you've put out in the past, or does it follow a similar sort of vibe musically?
It's a bit more of a layered process this time around. It was a bit more of a drawn out process, recording wise, and spending more time with songs and arrangements and musicians alike. So it is probably the biggest thing I've ever done, but I think I'm ready for it.
It's exciting. So what's the website one more time?
GiannaLauren.ca.
There you go. You can check it out. Check out the new single now and the album. I think when the album drops, we'll have you back probably via phone, because this, you know, the trek might be a little bit much to make, but we'll definitely chat it up and talk a little bit more about it, because I'd love to play something from it and talk about the process. It's awesome. All right, we've got three more tracks, and that's all going to start with number 13, and Gianna's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Ooh, at number 13, one of my idols, Buffy St. Marie, with a track called We Are Circling.
Here we go, Buffy St. Marie. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Again. without you, I wasn't. Again, I wasn't thinking about you. 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 I wasn't. Again, I wasn't thinking about you.
Shot 20. Number 11.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20 and some great music right there. Oh, did you want to say hi?
Whee!
You
can say hi.
Some great music right there. Gianna's going to let you know what you heard.
I really enjoyed that track, Roswell, from Moon King. That was at number 11. And at number 12, Stranger Than Earth by Purity Ring. And at number 13, of course, the Buffy St. Marie with We Are Circling.
So you said that Buffy St. Marie is one of your favorites. You're a big fan of...
She's been around since the 60s, and she is a really huge inspiration for some of our major folk artists in North American pop culture, like Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan. And not only is she educated and politically motivated, but her music is interesting and I think speaks to minorities in our music culture that aren't being represented otherwise. So she's a pretty incredible force.
Awesome. Well, there you go.
No big deal.
See, that is much deeper than Brian and I would ever get into conversation.
Take that, Brian.
Yeah. You're replaced, son. There's a new sheriff in town.
Maybe we should take a poll from folks, you know? Gianna versus Brian?
Brian
versus Gianna?
We can say yes, but it's every time I ever say I'm going to do a poll on the Facebook page, I never do it.
Let's not do it.
And then I just feel like an idiot because I'm like, oh, now other people are hearing this and I didn't do the poll and I always allude to it in the next program. And Brian's like, just stop talking about it and no one will ever know. And I was like, good point. That's a solid point.
He is good for that.
He is.
He is good.
It's good for pointing out the obvious. He is my Captain Obvious. And obviously, if you're just tuning in, you're not sure what the program is, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums. And we just did the first 10 of from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, and Gianna Lauren is joining me this week. Brian is off hosting lots of great folks from the campus and community radio sector for the National Campus and Community Radio Conference that's happening in St. John, New Brunswick. And so if you're listening to the program live on June 5th, Friday, from Local 107.3 FM, that is going on. There's lots of great shows happening as part of it too, so you should check it out. Go to localfm.ca. Check out the schedule. If you're listening to it in a rebroadcast spot and you missed the conference, then shame on you. Make sure you go next year because it's a lot of fun. All right, we are going to return with the second hour of the program in just a bit. But first, a little bit about the program. The Earshot 20 is recorded and broadcast live from Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net. That's radio number 4. all.net, or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because when we come back, it's the top 10, Steven joins us again, and we have your lowdown, all kinds of good stuff, and Gianna will be back with me. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think I'll be available.
Okay, great. We'll see you then. We'll be right back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.